Mereka memaklumkan bahawa telah menaiki sebuah kapal kayu daripada kawasan Butidong, Myanmar bersama lebih kurang 300 orang penumpang dengan tujuan untuk masuk ke Malaysia. Perjalanan tersebut dipercayai telah bermula kira-kira 2 minggu yang lepas.
The incident first came to light on Saturday morning when the Philippine-registered cargo ship spotted 3 people, 2 men and a woman floating in the waters. They were rescued and then brought ashore. Each of them, it was found, had allegedly paid over $3,000 to human smuggling agents, promising safe passage to Malaysia. The authorities so believe that there could be a possibility of a big human trafficking syndicate involved with agents both in Myanmar as well as Malaysia. Now, on November 6, the traffickers had reportedly split the group into 2 boats, one smaller vessel carrying 70 people and another larger vessel carrying the remaining 230 of them.